I've been writing some prose poems. And perhaps I'll end by reading two prose poems. Or I'm just going to read one prose poem, and then I'm going to do something totally different to end with. This poem is called Sudden Things, and it's written in paragraphs. A storm was coming. That was why it was dark. The wind was blowing the fronds of the palm trees off. They were maples. I looked out the window across the big lawn. The house was huge, full of children and old people. Suddenly, as I looked into the ferns and the zinnias, I saw that the lion was loose. Either because of the wind or by malevolent human energy, which is the same thing, the cage had come open. Suppose a child walked outside. I knew that I must protect him from the lion. I threw myself on top of the child. The lion roared over me. Suddenly, there was a loud cracking noise in the branches and the bushes. The lion cringed back in terror. I looked up and saw that the elephant was loose. The elephant was taller than the redwoods. He was hairy like a mammoth. His tusks trailed vines. Parrots screeched around his head. His eyes rolled crazily. He trumpeted. The ice cap was breaking up. The lion backed off, whining. The boy ran for the house. I covered his retreat. I locked all the doors and pulled the bars across them. An old lady tried to open a door to get a better look. I spoke sharply to her. She sat down grumbling and pulled the blanket over her knees. Out of the window, I saw zebras and rattlesnakes and wildebeests and cougars and woodchucks on the lawns and in the tennis courts. I worried how, after the storm, we would put the animals back in their cages and get to the mainland. But I wasn't really worried. Just in case you didn't notice, that was a dream. That was really, I fought with that thing for so long, leaving out details that were really in the dream. And the poem would never march until I finally got all the details that were really in it, even the ones that I couldn't make sense out of. Like, what's the old lady doing with the blanket underneath? She's there.